So now we come to stanza number 185. Enough of all my childish ways, I'll follow in the footsteps of the wise, recalling their advice on carefulness. I'll shun all sleep and mental dullness. So the Tibetan is Devi Shipi Shipi Chu Dokin Kipi Jini, the poet and the Jensen, Yotomu Padovrisa. So now at the end, there's a kind of instructions or reminding myself of the, you know, general instructions or reminding myself what I should do and not to do. And first one is that it is when I find it is so important to meditate on equalizing myself with the others, to find meditating on the equality of myself and others, and also to exchange myself with the others. And all this practice of compassion. So therefore now, you know, I've done enough the childish way, you know, I follow the childish way or doing things that is not really beneficial and useful for myself and also for the others. So that kind of childish or useless or unbeneficial waste of time I've done. I've understood that, so it's enough now. So therefore now I would like to follow the path that is followed by the great wise beings. And I should remind myself of the, you know, mindfulness and carefulness practices that is very clearly taught in the fourth chapter, seventh chapter, and also other parts of teachings in the by the Buddha or by great masters. And so therefore I need to try to let go of all the, you know, things that would obstruct me in my meditation, like too much sleeping or too much dullness or too much distraction, too much regret, too much malicious thoughts, too much desire, too much doubts and things like that, because all those things actually do no real help to myself, but rob me of my, you know, positive actions and my long-term benefits for myself and also for others. So therefore, I would like to, and I should do that. And then next, is like the Buddha's ears in their compassion, I will bear with all that should be borne. For if I do not labor day and night, when will my sorrows reach their end? 186. And this is instruction or reminder that I should work on the, you know, on the, what can you say? I should work on this. I should work on the opposite or the remedies of this. Like the Buddhas or Bodhisattvas of the past, what we call the Buddha's heir is actually Bodhisattvas. Like the great Bodhisattvas of the past, I should remind myself that I am also from that kind, from that, you know, I am a Bodhisattva, however kind of beginner or however little I am a Bodhisattva, so I should remind myself of that and then try to, you know, follow that path, and I should, you know, diligently work on that. And that's why it says, if I don't practice and don't make efforts, you know, kind of day and night on this, then if my aim, if my objective and what I really desire is to eradicate all the causes of my suffering and pain and problems, and also have some ability to help others, then that cannot happen unless I work, unless I meditate, unless I practice, unless I train on all three trainings, you know, training on the right kind of, you know, conduct of my body, speech and mind, train on my wisdom, trying to generate or enhance or increase my wisdom, and also my meditation. So therefore, you know, I should do this. Then third, hundred and 87. Thus, to banish all obscuring veils, I will bend my mind from the mistaken path, and constantly upon the perfect object, I shall rest my mind in even meditation. So this is actually the last stanza of the 8th chapter. Devi Driba Salvis Lopilani Sent Lente Yonda Mila Toparino Daki Nyambriya Prashas. So, because of those reasons, all the obstacles and obscurations, like, you know, too much attachment, too much aversion, and all kind of these clashes, should I, and also other obscurations, should I get rid of, should I get away from, and you know, put my mind on, my focus on positive practices, on the right path, and should try to make my mind in a meditative state. And whether it's, you know, whatever stage of meditation I need to do, whether it's the samatha meditation to make my mind calm and clear and things like that, or the meditation on compassion, making my mind really feel, you know, the equal to me and other beings, because that is actually the best way of working on my own sufferings and pain and problems, and also to others, and then also to work a little bit stronger or more clearly on exchanging myself with others, means like really complete compassion. And not only like that, also not like I'm so compassionate, I'm so great, and I, not like that, but that is actually the best way to really bring lasting well-being for myself also. Because, to understand that the real cause of my suffering is my self kind of self-cherishing or too much, self-centeredness, and like I want this, I don't want this, me, is the real cause of all the suffering, because that creates the duality, and that creates the samsaric state of mind, and that's what actually is my real true problem. And when I see this, wishing others better than myself, or having this kind of understanding or experience of meditating on the compassion that is, compassion for others, caring for others more than me, is something not unnatural, or not something that is too much sacrificing myself, but actually good for myself. So with this understanding, then I need to practice meditation, and this needs to be reminded again and again. So therefore, there is kind of little bit repetitions and again reminding myself. And that is the practice. Practice is all about actually reminding and myself of what is the proper way to think, proper way to react, proper way to act with my body, with my speech, and with my mind, and with my emotions, and then, how to see things more clearly, and so that's the practice. So this is the eighth chapter, the chapter on meditation. And so this chapter is very important, because it's not just about meditation, but about the whole, whole reason why, meditating or practicing, not only, calming our mind and things like that, but also, real compassion, is so important and logical. This is one of the main importance and beauty of this text by Shantideva, that it's not just like instruction that you should do this, you should do that, and how to do that only, but it's why we should do that, what is the logic behind this, and to understand deeply that this kind of practices are actually, are so useful and so meaningful and so needed, not only for others, but also for myself, and not only for myself, but for everybody, and to bring the best for me, for people around me, for the whole world. This is the only way. So therefore, When you truly understand this, then, you know, you cannot not practice these things, or at least not make some efforts, or at least not make a true, genuine kind of a wish, aspiration, or prayer that I will be able to, you know, practice this and experience this. So therefore, you know, it is not that immediately we have some understanding, we become one of the greatest kind of great bodhisattvas and things like that. But at least we would have a very clear understanding why we need to, you know, train on this, and slowly, you know, we should try to make this as our own, you know, experience and practice, and how, you know, how good, how beneficial it would be for everybody now and in the long run, myself and all others. So that's the end of 8th chapter. So thank you so much. Thank you.